Soloday is her way, Rabbi Motti Posen.
So with Tisha B'Av coming up, we'll discuss a few of the halachas. I wasn't sure what to talk about now with summer holidays. I saw this morning a topic is lace top shaitels. With Tisha B'Av coming up, I thought that's going to, if it happens, unfortunately, if Tisha B'Av does come, it's going to be the before anything else, so we'll discuss that. And if holidays, we've still got plenty of time, and shaitels, we have a lifetime to discuss. So we are locked to get to Tisha B'Av. This year Tisha B'Av is Sunday, Malta Shabbos Sunday. It's not like three years ago, where it was Shabbos and Nitzchev. Rather, it was, this year it's Tisha B'Av, it's like a Sunday. There are a few differences. The main shaila is when it's negated to Malta Shabbos applied this year as well, because it is Malta Shabbos, but the fact is not a Nitzchev. It does make a difference to maybe what we've heard previous years. So a few shailas negate to this year Tisha B'Av being on Sunday again, if Mashiach doesn't come. Hopefully it won't happen, but if it does, be aware of a few points that I had to point out. So we start, really the whole Shabbos begins, I suppose, with showering here of Shabbos on Friday. So whatever shower a person has, without getting into the politics, what yes, what not, whatever sort of shower you are having should be done preferably nearer to Shabbos as possible, because today to stand to have a shower would be nichal in the Takon Chazal not to have Shabbos. We know there's a mitzvah to do whatever the mitzvah is without discussing the exact details, what and where, how to wash. I guess every person is going to be doing whatever they, whichever line of halacha they find most comfortable. But whatever you are doing, it should be for sure after Chatzos, to bring it mamash close to Shabbos. The nearer the better, although after plague, someone would have to plague, it's a bit tight already, people are making Shabbos a plague. But for sure after Chatzos is the best time to do it. Cutting nails is muta. I always tell people, besides for Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's never a time you can't cut your nails. Now, Cholamoy, we don't cut nails, but again, it's a minig. There's many times we are making a Cholamoy, and the 90s as well, bad some is a machlokes. It's not really mafurish what halach is. Mishpura says because it's machlekes, because it's not so clear, for sure look up a Shabbos you can do. So strictly speaking, there's never a time besides Shabbos Yom Tov you can't cut your nails. Although Chol HaMoed, there's no need, for sure shouldn't. And the 90s as well, Erev Shabbos, you can make all the rest of the time, you shouldn't. But the Issa doesn't apply besides the Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Ramal says we don't wear Shabbos clothes. It's interesting, the Minig, the Chol Tzvus Yisrael, was Ashkenaz, Sfat, Taman, Chassidim, Litish, wherever you go, the Minig is today that every type and every sect of Yidden, they all wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazayin. Irrelevant where you are, which walk of life you're from, we all wear Shabbos clothes, the Minig of Chagon, Ustaka, we all wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. The problem is there are Motzei Shabbos, because Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. Even if it's not Tisha B'Av, like last Shabbos, it was the 9 days, you can't wear Shabbos clothes during the 9 days. So the halacha is, as long as you have it on, you don't need to take off. We spoke about this last time. You don't need to take off as long as it's on. So the story with Reb Chaim, the guy came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a shot of Motzei Shabbos, took off his travel, Reb Chaim said, don't put it back on. Once you take it off, you can't put it back on. So you come to Maariv will still have a Shabbos, we still keep Shabbos till we say at least Baruch Hu. But once you've said Baruch and it's Motzei Shabbos, you say Baruch HaMavdil, then you shouldn't put your Shabbos clothes back on. You want to put your hat on, you want to put your jacket on, take your weekday off. Nowadays they change the timing, so most shuls they have the gap between Motzei Shabbos and Necht, so you have your time to change, which is not Mekadin, you don't really need to, as long as you've had your clothes on since Shabbos began. But stamp to one Shabbos clothes during the week is a shaila by bris, by bar mitzvah, many simchas, engagements people make. It's not so simple always to wear Shabbos clothes, even for the Bali Simcha. Bar mitzvah is the trickiest, because bar mitzvah boy has all his new clothes. So he has a problem with shechionu if it's in the 3 weeks, kavuchim is in the 9 days. And even without shechionu, it's time to wear a new hat, new suit. For bar mitzvah boy, it's usually very exciting. And to wear it early, for the mitzvah, I'm not going to wear a hat and jacket 3 weeks before the mitzvah. It's always very tricky what you do about bar mitzvahs. But it applies to the bar mitzvah boy, parents, grandparents, siblings, and by a bris as well, who can, who can't, it's has to always be checked out, because Shabbos clothes, but etzim, we don't wear in the 9 days. Now everyone knows during the 9 days we don't wear fresh clothes, and everyone knows for Shabbos you can't wear fresh clothes. Comes Shabbos, you can wear everything fresh, not new. Someone bought a new, I don't know, hat, then you can't wear in the 9 days, even on Shabbos. But fresh you can wear for Shabbos. However, there's one exception. People aren't aware. There's one exception that you can't have even Shabbos fresh, a nice bedding. Mishpura brings to Maril, we don't have fresh bedding even on Shabbos. So those who haven't changed their bedding in a while and were waiting for Shabbos, we all feel very sorry. But the guest trick as well, you have guests. People have their kids coming back from Israel, from abroad, for the holidays. You have guests coming in. So it's very, very tricky. What do you do with fresh bedding? So I'm sure you're all going to give your guests your old bedding. Sounds very welcoming. So I realize there's three solutions, if I remember what they are. I didn't plan on speaking, but there's three solutions. One solution is that if it's Lamoshal, if you've got a couple coming from London to Manchester, it's not a big deal to chuck their bedding in the car. That would be the best. You avoid the whole shayla. No, geshmak is not very pleasant. No, is it losing our base of mikdash. But it's not crazy. To bring from Eretz Yisrael already is pushing it more. I don't have people to be prepared. But if it's an easy job, for sure, that's the best. Second best is if you've got kids, especially if they've got kids, they're their own kids, or they've got their brothers or sisters, little nephews or nieces, you put them to sleep in the bed, as long as you know you're okay with that, it doesn't sound too terrible, the kids go to bed and then it's all fresh. So the kids, no problem with fresh clothes, the little kids, and then once they've slept in it for half an hour, have a shorter 10 minutes, whatever it is. Many times people put their kids in their beds to fall asleep. So it's not such a problem that normally put a kid to bed and move him out. If there's no kids, it's an older couple, you don't want to put kids in the bed, then it's much trickier. Then you've got a third answer which applies this year, not always does it apply. And that is, if it's not Shavuot Shechalboy, like this year it's not Shavuot Shechalboy, then if Ein Lo Lechol Gechot, all you've got is one shirt, you're allowed to wash it. So here, Ein Lo Lechol Gechot, I've got no bedding. So either this or I'll sleep without bedding. So you've got a month of, you've got nothing to wear, so one item of clothing, one set of bedding, which is fresh, I don't have a choice. Tumah, where you legitimately didn't have a choice, option one or two doesn't work, then you'll have to rely on this. Again, it's a heta, you are using fresh bedding, it's not a chatzchila, but you're stuck, so we'll make it. But if it's a normal year, not normal year, a different year, where Tisha B'Av L'moshe is on a Thursday or Wednesday, whatever it is, and they come on Sunday or Monday, then you're really stuck, because you don't have the heta, Ein L'chol Gechot. So what you do then, you rely on the standing, yeah, which is not great. You rely on that. It's not really born Shachnar Chachal. It's not born Arachan, but anyone. It's when you're there, Chazavelis. So you have to rely on that, but not a great situation. It's all different. There are solutions, but the best is these three options. Alachat Chila, but you want to try and avoid it this year again. In Chodagachot, always will be your last choice because you don't. After that, you'll always be okay because we don't have Shulchan Chachal. But the important thing to remember is Shabbos, no fresh bedding. Now it comes Chatzos on Shabbos. Chatzos, Erev Tisha B'Av, already some Dini Tisha B'Av start. This year is Shabbos, so Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, Oich Limbosav, Shesin Yayin, Vaishalashudas, you can eat meat, drink wine. There's no Dini Tisha B'Av. Shem Pinkas explains, famous Shem Pinkas, comes from, really, he quotes from Shem Rav Gdemila, that Shabbos is Beis HaMikdash. We don't mourn Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because Shabbos we have the connection. The whole Beis HaMikdash we're missing is a connection to Hashem. Shabbos is Mamash Beis HaMikdash. It's important people discuss this on Shabbos and point out that whatever the Beis HaMikdash had to offer, we have a me'en of that on Shabbos. It brings many similarities. There's the Lechem Maponim, we have Lechem Mishnah. There's the Menorah, we have the candles. There's the Korbanos, the meat, the wine, we have the meat, the wine. The Shalom Bayis is connected to the Keteris, the voice will explain. And Shabbos is a connection. We have one long 25, 24 and a half, 25 hour period of connection to the Rebbein Shalom, which is Beis HaMikdash. There's no mokum to mourn the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. However, there is one halacha which is negate even Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av, and that is learning Torah. Because learning Torah, A, is Mesamech a person, B, it keeps the Simcha. For the next few hours, the person feels like his Torah feels different. So if you learn Torah on Shabbos, come Tisha B'Av, you'll still be in a very positive frame of mind from the Torah you've learned. And therefore, halavai we all understood fully what this meant. But there are times a person takes experiences when Torah gives them a clarity, gives them a simcha. And therefore, we don't want to learn Torah on regular Torah on Shabbos from Chatzos. Now, the Machlokes does it apply on Shabbos. Mishmur brings days lekan or lekan. And he says, someone who wants to be Mekel can be Mekel. However, someone once pointed out that usually there's plenty to learn on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, a person wants to go through Eicha, there's Midrashim, there's books that people read about the Holocaust, maybe that you shouldn't do on Shabbos because of the Tzah, but you read Medrash Eicha, Hechzavelos, there's plenty to learn. So a person who doesn't really, it's very easy going. There's plenty Torah to learn about Tisha B'Av, so you can comply with both shittas, and you don't need to enter the Machlekes.
There's wine you can drink on Shabbos. Well, I argue some of
them. Oh, because wine is the Simchas now, it's not long term. It's just long term. But as Torah puts a person in a positive frame of mind for a few hours. Yeah. So therefore, from Chatzos,
Simchas, you're allowed to have Simchas Shabbos.
Problem is, Chatzos Shabbos, and you remember that Rajb where you live, being round and round and round.
Wine sometimes in the head, sometimes for a few
days. Wine also, yeah. Wine also can last. But so Torah, from Chatzos, they also, if you don't have wine, maybe upset. Torah, there's many other areas of Torah. Shlaim Mikra, they point out, is Mutah. Tehillim, a person can say. And there's much to learn. There's many, a person gets through the Moshal Eir, the Gemara and Gittin, all the different various Mamar Chazal, Baal the Chorob, until then, are not terribly sad. You won't have so much anguish. But it won't give you the Simcha, knowing the Yisraelin Hilch Zavelis. Again, someone who wants to can. Someone has a Shia, we're doing Dafiyomi for sure. That's your Kavias. If you can't change it, for sure you should be doing that now. Many times, learning can be moved, we know last week. When was it? This week, Sunday night, many people did move their kavias. If it was between 8 and 9, Sunday night, people managed to relocate their kavias this Sunday night. So therefore, Tisha B'Av as well, a person can move their learning around if the need arises. Sunday night was the match. There were people who did move their there were many shurim in town, which I noticed, change of time. So you can, it's possible to move your learning schedule around. So you learn your daf in the morning, or do your chumash rashi in the morning, and leave the rest of the day to learn. Iyov, Shnai Mikra. We don't say Pirkei Avos, which again proves the point that we're trying to. We even move something which is part. We've made the meaning is becomes part of davening. We even move Pirkei Avos. We don't say Pirkei Avos because of this. So you see the importance of avoiding it if you can. So to go in for a walk and socializing, we don't do from Chatzos if it can be avoided. If a person feels he needs a walk, it's okay. But lachatchila, just time to socialize, shouldn't be done. The Maharam says even shal shudos. My business is mamash one of the sutras Shabbos, and we can eat meat, we can drink wine, as we said, you can eat what you like, do what you like, shalosh shutas. Sulman of Ram says, keep it to a minimum. He says, if you have guests, normally you can have guests this week too. If you don't have guests, don't invite them this week. We don't say too many Zemiris, Mizum Radavid, we do, whatever the person normally does. So it's carried away with guests or singing, that we keep to a minimum as well, because again, it puts you in a positive frame of mind. Al Tisha B'Av will come in, you'll still be feeling the effect of the Simcha of your Shabbos and Shal Shudas. So we like to keep all that to a minimum. Nothing's awesome. But whatever a person doesn't normally do, he shouldn't be doing it this week, Davka. There's a Shaila about taking the Tzom Kal, so I'm speaking about it in the evening, tonight, Tzom Kal, the tablets. If a person must take it, you should lachatchila dissolve it in food or liquid before Shabbos, rather than take it as it is. A person who's mamashtak and didn't, the ayatarium, lachatchila, we don't want to take this as a regular tablet on Shabbos. You're not supposed to say to everyone, eat up, by Shalosh Shudas a lot, because you're going to be fasting, because any achana which you say prepare clearly, you shouldn't do. So, just make sure there's lots of food, everyone knows they're meant to be eating. But it's something not to point out, if you did point out, you can still keep eating. But lachatchila any achana, we don't want to mention on Shabbos that we're doing something now to help us after Shabbos. So you just eat up, but you don't point out that you should be eating. You're supposed to finish with Shkia right with Sofer Necht. So we don't do any Hilch Zavelos, like sitting low, we don't do, taking off our shoes, till we mamish say Baruch HaMavdol, Baruch Hu, Shabbos proper has left. Till then, we don't do any Dini Avelos. But those all minhagim, all the universe are minhagim. The real issa is eating. That's always going to be the issa drabona and the proper issa of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, we don't want to eat from shkia. So make sure Shal Shuz finishes for shkia. Something like washing your hands, my machron, if you want to wash your hands, for sure as well, if you can for shkia. Clearly you should, even though it's in Avelis, and we said we don't take off our shoes, but why wash your hands? A minute after Shkia, you can wash a minute before Shkia. You can bench after Shkia, that's no problem. But don't eat, and Lachatchila don't wash your hands from Radi Shkia, because Sofik Din Avelis. People have the question as well, sometimes people take off their shoes, it's hot, want to get comfortable, and then you want to go to Marv and put them back on. Again, all these entering sphikas here, Lachatchila, a person should avoid it. If it did happen, of course, you could put your shoes back on. If you still know Dine Shabbos, you want to avoid it if you can. Shabbos, as we spoke about, keeping them on. Then you say Baruch HaMavdol with Nacht. You say Baruch HaMavdol, the end of Shabbos. Once you say Baruch HaMavdol, take off shoes as soon as you can. And Shabbos closes as well. People, the minigas, people take them off and change. Like, I mean, you don't have to. The person's not comfortable. They want to run to shul. They don't want to catch their minion. They don't want to be late. As long as you Shabbos clothes are still on you, you may keep them on. But once you baruch hamavdil, you take off your shoes, and then you're noig dinei tishabav. You have the shaila with boy mareish. We don't make Abdullah, but boy mareish. We say in shul normally after marav or echa, they light candles and people they boy mareish. The shaila is, there's a machlokes where the women are mechuyev in boy mareish as well. So the boys say someone who can, and the best is before he goes to marav, or he's not mechamed to be in shul, and when he comes home from marav, he says boy mareish at home for his wife or girls, whatever, any women who need, any girls or women who need, say boy mareish, we might see them. But if you've heard in shul and come on to be yotzei, you can't do it again. So as you before marav, so you can do before marav. Some say it's better to first say as Chanan Toni and Shmuel. Okay, make a thing to before marav. Baruch Hamazal, shoes, candles. Sorry. Because the women of Bechlal shall with the bechuyev in Abdullah. Abdullah, because that. No, and the boy is part of Abdullah, and normally they have to hear Abdullah. So woman stuck. So the machleik is a bit, but I think most people woman stuck hears Abdullah. Boy is no makav anyway. So why do it as machleik? So if you can't be moitzi, a woman's the best. But you run into shailas here, how to go around with shul. So if you do before marav, after marav, and no, and you have kavanah not to be yotzei, then you have avoided the problem. What is nacht? Shabbos is over. You remove tablecloths. Anything which signifies Shabbos clearly, like tablecloths, you take off. You're not supposed to get busy cleaning up, washing dishes, hoovering, sponge, or whatever people do, because sofkos sofek is tishah b'av. Something's a real mess. For sure, you're allowed to sort out the problem. You know, there's I don't know, crumbs of challah all over the floor. You can clean it up. You're not supposed to get busy washing up, cleaning up. Do the minimum. Remove any signs of Shabbos. Crazy, if your candle sticks out, it makes you feel like Shabbos, put that away. But you shouldn't get carried away with cleaning up properly, like you would do on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos. Sorry. So all these things are very, very grey. I mean, we don't do washing in the 9 days. The real issue of washing is Heschadas. Today is Heschadas. Put the clothes in, press the washing machine. But we still don't do it because that's the issue. Dishwasher is not mentioned in Chazal because it's obviously a new invention. But if you don't need to do it, for sure, if it's going to smell and you're worried, anytime you've got a real concern, and it's not mamash malacha, you're not driving to the office, then it's hard to say it's awesome. Anything which really disturbs you could do. You're supposed to keep it to a minimum. Malacha bechlal you're not supposed to do on Tishvach l'chatzos. You only do whatever you need to live. You need the lion for the lion. The stem to write things and do things is Issa malacha cholamoyt l'lal. Like cholamoyt l'chatzos. And therefore, all the things we keep to a minimum, we don't want to get busy washing up. We've got a problem of getting your hands wet. Prima Godam says at least use gloves. So we want to keep all these chalas out and keep malacha to a minimum. The idea is to sit on the floor and try and feel somewhat of a avedus, whatever we're capable of feeling.
Well, I think candles are not going to usually like candles.
So normally you have it because it's part of the Suda. The candles are din in the Suda. But for Mos Shabbos, there's no din avedus straight away. There's no Vilav Malka. The Machalik is grand, someone's not fasting, is it Vilav Malka or not? Fasht is not. If the candles goes with the Vilav Malka, all the Simchav.
So we're lighting all the candles onto the
tip. Yeah, because once they're lighting, they want to. Whatever they want to do, that shvah. So the but the main idea is al t'milav malka. If there's no milav malka, there's no. The whole thing of nearest Motzei Shabbos is the simcha of Motzei Shabbos. But all that, the place of keep your tablecloths on normally, you should have candles. But all that we don't do because of avelis, so all goes out with Shabbos. There's no dinei simcha of Motzei Shabbos. Chola, someone is ill. He's not feeling well. He's not fasting. Under bar mitzvahs, children. A woman who can't fast. So what happens with here with eating, with Lav Malka, with Avdala? So, children, we don't make Avdala. Why? Because we never mechanech a child to do something which is different to what he's going to do when he grows up. When he grows up, he's going to be, if Tisha B'Av is still going to happen, he'll have Motzei Shabbos, he'll do like you. So there's no such thing as being Avdala and Motzei Shabbos as chinuch when it's Tisha B'Av. So a child just eats as regular. There's never an issa for a child to eat. So a child can always eat as regular, and then once Tisha B'Av, he's Avdala with you like adults would do. Someone who's not fasting, so if he's just drinking, someone needs to drink a lot of water, sometimes they can fast, then you can drink for Avdala. Everyone knows you can drink for Avdala. So no problem, drink, don't make Avdala, make Avdala once Tisha B'Av like everyone else. Because you want to avoid having a cup of wine on Tisha B'Av. We don't have to drink the 9 days, Kavachim and Tisha B'Av. So if you can get away with drinking water, that's the best. If a person needs to eat, then make Avdala. The later the better, if you manage to wait till Chatzos, Tisha B'Av, better. If not, the person feels they're not going to manage, they're chayla, they've got to eat, they make regular Abdullah, and they can eat. They can eat whatever they need to eat. Some say, if you're anyway eating mecham from Lava Malka, okay, it's an interesting chumra maybe, but if you do need to eat, you make regular Abdullah as usual. Make Abdullah on wine. Sorry? Well, besomim is a big shadow what you do, because some want to say it's part of Abdullah, that's the surah of Abdullah. Some say you're right, that the Havmoy shouldn't have. So, I think people do use besomim because there is the surah of Abdullah. That's what we do when we make Abdullah. No, so Malsa Tisha, whenever it's not Malsa Shabbos, it's Sunday, then you never do besomim, Ubay Maresh. But when it's Malsa Shabbos, I think people do besomim in Abdullah. You use regular wine, or people use grape juice. But some people say better use Chama Mam Medina, but because it's such a sophic, when it comes to Yitzhak Dollar, and you have a heter because it's a shtirshal mitzvah, that you're allowed to use wine or grape juice, if you, that's what you always use. So you don't need to use anything else.
No, so a woman's
machalais make Abdullah. But like I said, I think most women, if they aren't stuck, would do make Abdullah. So it's the regular, whatever they do normally. Yeah, whatever they do regular, they'll do Malsa Shabbos as well.
Normally women don't make Abdullah.
No, they normally try and avoid it. If a woman can't, there's no one around to make Abdullah.
Ah, so
that will be the same. If she's got a neighbor, a man who's not fasting, for sure. Yeah. There is, so if she can arrange it, for sure it's the best. But if it can't be arranged. No, we don't say the first five psukim. Good point. We don't say the first five psukim of simcha, of hope. We don't say that on Tisha B'Av, just like when we say volatzin in Marav, we as well we avoid the psukim of simcha. Yeah, we don't do those psukim. Correct. So some give that eitzah. The man says Abdullah and she drinks. It's no worse than last week when many people made Abdullah and the kid drank. But all these things are not like hatchila. It's always a sofik, and they basically got a proper hetzah. She's a chayla, her proper has to eat and drink, and once she's got her to eat and drink, she has to make Abdullah, and once you make Abdullah, the surah Abdullah is on wine, so it's muta. So why put yourself in a machlokes when something's clearly muta? That's why, again, it's a machlokes, some rabbanim say not like this, but there are many say just do it as normal, because why enter a shayla when you've got something which is muta lachas chayla? Like Chama Medina, can you make on coffee? So, could be there, could be not, but why enter machlokes when you have a straight up letter? Meaning, don't do a chumrah for Tisha B'Av when you're entering a compromise on other halachas. That's how they... But again, it's only a subsect different than there are many different jitters here. I'm doing the pashas is you make Abdullah's regular and don't enter any other machlokes if you don't have to. The Ma'aseh is the point about besomim. Point about besomim, I think there are those that do. But a person who's making Abdullah taka, you should ask a shayla. But I think many places will say not to use besomim. They don't say not to use besom taka, and therefore a person should always ask a shayla what should do instead of mourn his mimic, what he should do with besom. Motza Shabbos, Motza Tisha B'Av, we make regular Abdullah, we don't take the psukim, we don't say to besom because it's not Motza Shabbos, we don't make Baymar Aish because that you did the night before, even if you didn't, you don't do now. We make just Baymar Gofen and Amavdil like you would on Motza Yantav. People sometimes forget, all Dine Avelos carry on. Sorry? Yes, like any time. You drink the wine. Again, if you have a child, that's a good child, a Motza Tisha B'Av. So Motza Tisha B'Av is a bit better. It's still got in the 9 days, but it's like the week where it's not Shavuot Shechalboy. But even not Shavuot Shechalboy, like last Motza Shabbos that just passed, a lot of people gave to the kids to drink. So if a person does that, he does the same with Motza Tisha B'Av. It's like not Shavuot Shechalboy, but it's still got in the 9 days. So it's like the less severe part of the 9 days. But all the Navelis carry on, showering, washing, haircuts, music, everything carries on as regular, till Chatzos on Monday. Last time it was like this, it didn't, because it was a Nitzche. So Sunday night was already Yud, really Yud Aleph, was already Motza Tisha B'Av. And therefore you do what you like from Necht. Not what you like, almost what you like. There were some halachas we kept till the next day. But this year is going to be, the Navelis will carry on till Monday. People aren't always aware of that. They want to go on holiday, they're rearing to go, and they want to do their washes and their haircuts and showers and everything they want to do. You should. A person needs to wait till Chatzos. There's a famous story with Ben Tzion Chait went to visit Rav Moshe Feinstein on Yud B'Av, and he knocked on the door, and his wife let him in. His wife said, "Be careful, Rav Moshe's really, really not doing well." So he said, "Why? What happens? He's still got the effects of the tannis from Tisha B'Av." He said, "What do you mean? It's Yud B'Av. The Beis Hamikdash is still burning." Ramosh is in this room and he's not himself, he's suffering so immensely. The Beis HaMikdash, people don't realize the Beis HaMikdash was lit. It caught fire, started burning, real destruction was late on Tisha afternoon, late Erev, when we down the just for Shkir towards Mincha time, and it burned the whole Yud Ba'av. As our Sfadim Shechnach says, Ki Ula Vedas, till Motzi Yud Ba'av means till Monday night Nacht, till Tuesday begins. Why? Because that was the main time Mizmin Mincha Shtaka burned. They someone said to buy a swimming pool once, and everyone, all the kids were around the swimming pool. And it was Chatzayis with Chveis 1:15, and at 1:14 and 50 seconds, we got to 10, 9, 8, 3, 2, and they all jumped. This Vetosh is burnt, Baruch Hashem, all jumped in. He said, they shouldn't really be like that. Yud Ba'av, Be'ez, and the whole day of this Vetosh is burning. There are many points can hold, even Ashkenazim should do like Tzfadim, and keep doing Aveiros the whole Monday. So that's a bit much, we're not going to tell anyone to do that. But you should at least appreciate that Yud Ba'av, in a certain respect, is sadder than Tisha B'Av. Avada the Chazal tell us that once it was burning, we knew the Gzeirah was over. But that was the final, the finale of the Beis Mikdash disappearing, the whole actual destruction, as we see it in a physical sense, was on Yud Ba'av. Because once it's Roy of the Day, the Ramaz Mekel. The Shechonor is not. The Ramaz Mekel says, Fad Vanoik all day, Roy of the Day will make us. Yeah, so really there's the shalom, I do mix the yom. Yeah, but we don't do mix the yom because it's such a big avelis, we wait till Chatzos.
Why
would
we make Chatzos on Tisha B'Av if the Masa, the Ikisreba was in the afternoon?
Because, so it's a very good question. Nachem is what we say because Beis Mikdash started burning. Problem is, they didn't till Le'is Erev, it was mamish late. But many of these things we section the day, the different sections, for lack of a better word. So from Chatzos to Necht is the second half of the day, and that represents the afternoon time where the Beis Mikdash got burnt. So we're not going to narrow it down to the hour, rather the second half of the day, the main Avedis is over, because that's when it was...
You say the main Avedis is not because the Kisreifa was in the afternoon.
No, the Kisreifa is ready to Ois Avedis, because the Kisreifa is when the Rebbeinu burned the Beis Mikdash, we were under threat, Kleisol Gaz continues, Eitz Mavonim was burned instead. Why we don't narrow it down to the hour? Because we never narrow things down, it's too difficult to get exactly.
Normal
Avedis
is the first hour of the day.
Yeah, real Avedis, you mix the Yom Kippur. Here we don't do that, we do the Chazayis. Footwear, we don't wear shoes. Some people are machmir for the Rambam, the holds you feel kushy or it's not in leather you hold. Rather, you hold the main idea is to feel the heart of the ground. Some people walk around in thick trainers and crocs. Which Shogun Shochanach is mutab. Someone to get the Rambam, they get thinner plimsolls or thinner slippers, which is a chumrah to do. Chaznish was very mad on it, kiyudua, and therefore it's kedai if someone has a choice of two different footwear. One is much thinner sole. You have to ride the Rambam as well, which both can say person should lechatzchila be choishes for. Just to end off, someone said a very interesting point. He said we unfortunately don't always think about the Mikdash as much as we could. Mishmur brings down from that result, you don't need to mamish cry the whole 9 days. He says, half an hour chatzos alayla, half an hour chatzos hayom is enough, and all that person doesn't need to do. So I'm sure everyone here just keeps it to the minimum like that. But even if a person doesn't, someone pointed out very interesting. He says, every part of davening, we end off thinking about the churban. After Mishmur, you may see the Yirat Sayin, Shibon HaBeis HaMikdash. And then you get to the end of Oz Yashay, which is the next section, Pesukah Zimra. We say at the end, the pasuk of Hashem Yulech Le'elam Moed, and after we say then we have Shmuel Esra, at the end we say Yerosh Shibon HaBeis HaMikdash, and then Aleinu, which is the ultimate tefillah, the second Olam HaMalcha Shakai, and the Rebbeinu Shem should have this Shechina evident around the world again is commemorating the fact that we're in Golas and we're waiting for the Gola. We see every part of davening is geared in this direction to always try and remember the Churban as much as we can. So we hope that we don't have Tisha B'Av anymore, but as long as we are in Golos, we should try and remember every section of our life like we do in every part of davening. Yeah.